Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to 90.9 WBUR. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. Several Boston officials are sounding alarms over the growing tent encampment in the area of Boston known as Mass and Cass. The devastation of the nation's opioid epidemic has long been in plain sight around the intersection of Massachusetts Avenue and Melnia Cass Boulevard. Hundreds of people camp out there. Many openly use and deal drugs. Police say they are responding to more violent there, and they're finding more weapons than ever before. For the first time, the program, Boston Healthcare for the Homeless, has stopped sending its outreach workers to that neighborhood. The group declined further comment. The Boston Public Health Commission says it's reevaluating its approach to the, quote, worsening crisis to better respond to public safety concerns at Mass and Cass. And Mayor Michelle Wu, who cleared the tents from the area in early 2022 and worked to create transitional housing, says she is formulating a new Mass and Cass strategy. Boston City Council President Ed Flynn is asking the city to declare a public health and public safety emergency.
And with that emergency declaration, I believe the city and other authorities would take it to a next level in terms of working to enhance services, programs, but also the importance of public safety and law enforcement in that area.
Meantime, State Senator Nick Collins is asking for more support for law enforcement in the area, and State Rep John Moran is calling on state and Boston police to aggressively patrol the neighborhood and detain those who have outstanding criminal warrants. The Boston Police Patrolmen's Union says it's eager to work with the city on this problem. The union says the 6 to 10 officers patrolling Mass and Cass now are just a Band-Aid, and police cannot do what's needed to keep order among the hundreds of people staying on the streets. On a visit to Mass and Cass this week, there are indeed hundreds of people apparently living on a cordoned-off stretch of Atkinson Street. They're in tents or they're under tarps. Many are openly using drugs, nodding off. Orange syringe caps litter the street. Sue Sullivan, executive director of the New Market Business Association, who coordinates workers to help clean the streets daily, says there's a marked difference in the atmosphere there this summer.
It's worse in terms of the atmosphere and the level of violence and the anarchy. There were times, you know, I would tell you, you know, in the past, you know, I knew most of the people down here because we're on the street every day, and people were respectful. There is no respect out there.
What are you hearing from business owners down here in terms of the situation?
They're fed up. The businesses are fed up down here. You know, if they've had rocks thrown into their windows once, they've had them thrown in 5, 6, 7 times.
Everyone expected in the summer it would be bad, but it's been like a year and a half since the tents were removed from this area, and Mayor Wu said she was going to take a public health approach and increase housing to deal with this, but it doesn't seem to have gotten any better. What do you think? What's going on here? Is a new strategy needed?
A new strategy is needed. The problem is until you get to the root cause, it's going to keep coming back. We have more and more people every day, and what we have out here now is a very different type of individual. We have gang activity down here now. We have, you know, drug dealers living in tents down here. We started off that we weren't going to allow any more tents. And then, of course, when it got to bad weather, it's like, well, we'll let tarps. Well, we'll let umbrellas. Well, we'll let... And the problem is one thing leads to another.
And now there's a bunch of tents.
And now there's a bunch of tents. And so we do need enforcement of no tent policy. We do need the enforcement of no open-air drug use. That is the root cause of what you're seeing down here.
Out in front of some of the tents on Atkinson Street, people have set up areas where they're selling food or cigarettes.
It's your cold soda here. It's your Newport here. Ready to drink.
But some advocates continue to visit the area. Jim Stewart is with a group working for safe consumption sites for people to use drugs under medical supervision. He says more law enforcement is not the answer, but more services are needed.
there's some commerce going on, people selling snacks and other supplies over there, all, you know, everyday things people need. So there is something going on here besides drug use. These people are a community. I think you'll also remember that when we were here a couple of years ago, these people were spread out over a much wider area. Does that register with you?
Right, absolutely. Yeah. So this is a very, this is what, like two city blocks, really,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and they're all crammed in here. There's limited access to the services that are available in here. I mean, I don't know how far you want to go down.
No, we can go down. Right, you want to walk? Let's walk. We can walk down Atkinson. Now, this gentleman here is injecting drugs into his neck right next to us. Yeah. And people are in various states.
Can't miss a chance to say some people are doing that out here unsafe because there isn't a safe place for people who are struggling with substance use disorder to deal with the condition they have.
A lot of people in wheelchairs, a lot of needle caps, a lot of trash.
Yeah, and what definition of a commonwealth or of a advanced society would people who have clearly got physical disabilities, often compounded with mental health challenges, be expected to live in these situations? You know, there's this basic fundamental, people are trying to live the best they can under circumstances that, nobody should have to live under,
Mayor Wu is expected to announce her new mass and cast strategy soon.